Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grant County Sheriff's Office has identified Cheyenne Malone, 53, of rural Muscadet, as the decedent involved in the investigation in the town of Muscadet on September 10th. An autopsy was conducted at UW Hospital in Madison on September 12th. No further information is being released at this time, pending additional investigation and results from the autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is still asking anyone with information to contact them at 608-723-2157. Clean water activists are warning against a proposed measure that would allow the U.S. Department of Defense to dispose of PFAS in firefighting foam by incinerating them. The measure is included in the National Defense Authorization Act, currently in the U.S. Senate. Conservationists say burning the PFAS could lead to more contamination issues, particularly in the areas surrounding the incineration sites. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has co-sponsored an amendment to the bill to remove the measure lifting the moratorium on incinerating PFAS. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand equal rights protections in the state. Officials say the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment is more comprehensive than its federal counterpart, covering discriminatory practices on the basis of sex, race, religion, marital status, disability, gender identity, and more. Because the proposal is an amendment to the state constitution and not just a bill, it must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before being put to voters statewide on a ballot referendum. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County that stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zier Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zier Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 0.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.89 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 19.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 14.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy price reports. The cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.63 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.59 a gallon, a difference of 96 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 2.2 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.14 a gallon. The national average is unchanged from a month ago and stands 1.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.66 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, "The national average saw a slight increase last week, primarily driven by states that experienced price cycling just ahead of the switch back to winter gasoline. He added, now that much of the nation has begun the transition to cheaper winter gasoline, and with driving demand seasonally tapering off as temperatures dip, gas prices face additional downward pressure. We're still on track to potentially see the national average fall below $3 per gallon for the first time in years this autumn. A new report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin estimates that communities across the state could end up spending millions to address nitrate contamination. The organization's report identified the overapplication of fertilizers to farm fields as a major contributor, estimating that 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer was used statewide in 2022. As a result, about 10% of the private wells in the state and up to 20% in heavily farmed areas failed to meet Wisconsin's drinking water standards of 10 milligrams per liter. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting seasons begin to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding waterfowl hunters to take proper precautions when heading out on the water to hunt. According to a press release, taking heavier gear out on a boat during times of cooler temperatures and more unpredictable weather could create a dangerous situation. Hunters should always wear a life jacket while out on the water, avoid weighing down their boat, unload their firearm for transportation, and check weather reports before leaving. They should also inform someone of their plans before leaving. Make sure you're properly installing your child car seats. This is Child Passenger Safety Week, a reminder that a properly fitted child car seat can save lives. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends children younger than 2 years old be secured in a rear-facing car seat in the back seat. Children aged 2 to 4 can switch to a forward-facing car seat with a harness in the back seat until they reach age 4 and 40 pounds. Children should be sitting in the back seat until they turn 13. More information on Wisconsin's car seat laws can be found on the State Department of Transportation website. Wisconsin residents, businesses, and municipalities are being urged to turn off their non-essential lights over the next few nights to help migrating birds. Craig Thompson is the co-founder of Driftless Birds, a nonprofit working to save Wisconsin birds.
Birds use a number of visual cues to migrate, and those that migrate at night have traditionally used celestial cues. So they're navigating off the stars and off the position and brightness of the moon and so on. And when they encounter artificial light, they become very disoriented. And what we see is during migration, this ambient light has a tendency to bring birds into urban areas, and we often have periods of extraordinary mortality, and that's the thing that we're trying to avoid.
Thompson says non-essential lights should be shut off between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Studies have shown that window collisions kill billions of birds a year. The UW-Richland Alumni Association Fall Brunch honoring the 2025 Outstanding Alumni will be held Saturday, October 4th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This year's Outstanding Alumni being honored are Ken Hansen, Jane Goplin-Kinney, Julie Brock-Stebbins, Terry Knothy, and Todd Albaugh. Members of the classes of 1945, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95, 2005, and 15 will also be recognized. Registration starts at 10:30. The program will be at 11, and a meal will follow. Cost of a meal is $25 for adults and $15 for children 12 and under. You must pre-register by tomorrow to attend by contacting Kathy Granger by email at fairladykkg@yahoo.com or by phone at 608-489-3629. All family and friends are welcome to attend. Motorists are being advised that Thursday there will be a street closure in Richland Center. Thursday from 6 to 4, East Kinder Street from South Ira to East Street and South Larson Street from East Hazeltine to East Burton will be closed to traffic due to a home placement by crane. Additionally, there will be no parking allowed on West Kinder, East Kinder, and South Larson Streets in the posted sections. Please plan ahead, move your vehicles, and follow posted detours. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tom and Linda Hansen on ticket 979 and Nancy Bump on ticket number 65.